Now we come to chapter 4, and actually what we have here in these first two verses, at least, a continuation of this warning. And then we are going to see in the last part of the chapter, in fact, the entire chapter, including this warning, the subject is Christ is superior to Joshua. Now, you see, Moses led them out of Egypt, but he couldn't lead them in. And Joshua led them into the land, but we're going to find out he couldn't give them rest at all, because many of them never found rest. They never really laid hold of their possessions in the land. And the world of flesh and the devil robbed many of them of the blessing God had for them. You and I live in a mean, wicked world, friends. And this world's not the friend of grace. It's not the friend of the believer. But many of us haven't discovered that yet. Now, will you notice, verse 1, let us therefore fear. Now, we've come to the first let us. He constantly, the writer here, we believe it is Paul, it's typical of him, constantly urges believers to go on with the Lord, constantly challenging them. And we now come to the first, I think, of the let us. There's a whole lot of let us in Hebrews, but it's not a salad epistle, as I think you've already discovered. This is real meat and potatoes. This is a good porterhouse steak, by the way. Let us, but you have a salad to go along with it. Let us therefore fear. Now, here is something. There are always some folk that, you know, find fault even with the Word of God, and they say, now look, this sounds to me like a contradiction, because he says, let us therefore fear. And yet, we're told in Scripture that we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, Paul said in Romans 8:15. And in 2 Timothy 1:7, he said to a young preacher, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Well, I have a message that I've preached on when it's not wrong to fear. And I hope that you are afraid of a rattlesnake. I'm just deathly afraid of a rattlesnake. I tell you, if I see him coming down the road, I don't just drive on the right side. I give him the whole road. It's his. There are certain things that you and I'll do well to fear. Let us therefore fear. And there are many things. I wish there was more concern today among believers about the ignorance of the Word of God. I had a man who was on my church board, and he was on about every other board in town because he had money. And if you got plenty of money, the Christians will manage to get you on the board, friends, and you'll find yourself bored many times, I can assure you that. And so actually boasted of the fact of how many boards he was on. And then one day he boasted to me how ignorant he was of the Word of God. What should he have done? Let us therefore fear. He should have, with great concern, fear in his eyes, should have said to me, oh, my ignorance of the Word of God, I'm afraid of it. And yet there are very few believers that are afraid of that. Let us therefore fear. This is a good fear. I have been trying to tell my little grandson, I tell him, you let that light alone. It's hot. Don't touch that. And I tell him when we're on the sidewalk taking a walk, I tell him, don't go out in the street. Now, I want him to be afraid to go out in the street because that's a good fear. And after all, doesn't the Word of God say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? It's the kind of fear you have, the very beginning of knowledge. Now, the fear that he's talking about here is for a purpose. He makes it very clear. Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Now, he's going to talk a great deal about rest in this chapter here. The fact of the matter is, rest occurs 8 times in this particular chapter here. Now, the rest is going to be compared not only to Canaan, but to the Sabbath day, creation rest. And we're going to see that when we get to it. In fact, there are several different kinds of rest that are mentioned here. Now he's talking about that Canaan rest. He's saying to believers, be afraid because you don't want to miss it. And how many are missing it today? Have you entered into rest? Do you know, Christian friend, what it is really to trust Christ and rest in Him?